KCH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Less than 3 weeks till the election, early voting underway in multiple states. Georgia reports a record 305,000 cast ballots on the first day of early voting there. An Atlanta judge ruled that election certification by county officials is mandatory. The state elections board had previously issued guidelines allowing those officials to investigate prior to certification. Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger.
Our reaction is that we've always believed that everyone should follow the law and follow the Constitution. That's an American value. And so I think that's very important that that is affirmed, you know, in the judicial system.
After a five-day lull, Israel resumed aerial bombardment, targeting Beirut's southern suburbs this time, where Hezbollah has a strong presence. Federal planetary scientists say the northern lights will be visible farther south than usual for a while, at least another year, they say. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Ballots can't be processed before Election Day in Wisconsin. Voter advocates say that this could make Wisconsin vulnerable to lies and conspiracy theories about the results.
Due to that policy or lack thereof in Wisconsin, I think we'll potentially see some delays in the counting of mail ballots and therefore delays in unofficial results in the state this year.
Brian Hinkle is with the Movement Advancement Project. A bill to legalize early ballot processing died for lack of action in the state Senate this year. Thousands of chickens in western Wisconsin have been left homeless after the company Pure Prairie Poultry abandoned its Wisconsin farms. There are still 30,000 chickens who used to belong to the company's flocks being given away by volunteers with Pips and Chicks. Local farms giving away chickens can be found on the Pips and Chicks Facebook page. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Bucks head to Dallas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks fly to Dallas to play the Mavericks tomorrow night in their final preseason game. Head coach Doc Rivers on trying to make his practice sessions feel more like actual NBA games.
You can even have defenders in practice, but they're each other. And then, you know, we're blowing the whistle. And so everyone's going to play right. Then the game starts, and the guy next to you may call you a name or something. All of a sudden, you forget all that. It becomes competition, and you stop trusting. And so we got to be able to play through that, and that's where we're at.
NFL, the Packers back in the practice field, getting ready for the Texans, and they have a new place kicker. He's veteran Brandon McManus, who was with the Broncos 8 years, then the Jaguars. He'll replace rookie kicker Braden Narveson, who was released by the team yesterday after just 6 games. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers face the Wildcats at Northwestern Saturday, kickoff at 11 a.m. with sports on Mike Clemens.
Matt Nair on air.
She's the fabulous farm babe. She is Pam Yonke. One of the reports that you guys did from last week was about the cow photographers.
When you go to World Dairy Expo, it never ceases to amaze me. Hair dryers, goop for their hair, for their hooves, everything. When it's time for them to go potty, somebody walks around behind them with a bucket. Now that's pampering, if you ask me.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Dom Selvia.
Next time, Matt Rothschild joins me in the studio for a dance-off, bro. Plus, my congresswoman, Gwen Moore from Wisconsin's 4th CD. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today, becoming a little breezy by late this afternoon. Our high today, 57. The wind southwest, 5 to 15 this morning, gusting to 25 by mid to late afternoon. Tonight, clear and breezy, 35. Tomorrow, sunny, windy, high of 64. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 21.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Some group of kids from Stevens Point were using racial slurs against black and mixed race players on the Eau Claire North team. Let's go to Joe. What's he?
One of the things that makes this state great is the legacy of Vince Lombardi. He tells his players, you are all equal on my team. Vince Lombardi would never have tolerated that sort of behavior, and he's one of our heroes.
Joe, as you always do, you nailed it.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I've got Jeff Clemens, the CEO of American Promise, a cross-partisan group. We're going to talk about how to take the money back out of politics and restore power to the people.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Beautiful day on the way around the state of Wisconsin once we get through a little frost this morning. Come on in, everybody. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke here. This is the Midwest Farm Report. Yeah, sunshine on the way today. We'll touch out around 56 degrees. Tonight, we're going to see more frost down to around 35. Frost in the early morning hour on Thursday, and then we should see sunshine right around 60, 61 degrees. Friday will be up to about 68 degrees, and Saturday will probably push to around 70. Stumacher Ag Meteorologist has weather details in about 15 minutes. Up next, them there cattle thieves. You think it's only something that's happening in the West? Guess what? Cattle thieves are moving into Wisconsin. Stephanie Hoff's got the story next.
Whether it's finally getting that blue ribbon or enjoying too many carnival rides, we all have memories of the fair. Here's your chance to share those stories in our Everybody Has a Fair Story contest. The Midwest Farm Report is teaming up with the Wisconsin Association of Fairs as they look for the grand champion fair story. Enter the Fair Story contest for a chance to win a cash prize at MidwestFarmReport.com.
Farmers, let's talk Pioneer brand for seed and list corn.
Yes, Coach!
Wow, love the energy. Okay, it clobbers corn rootworms and weeds for higher yields.
Yes, Coach!
And Vorseed Enlist delivers next-generation corn rootworm protection.
Yes, Coach!
Plus powerful exclusive genetics and flexibility to manage tough weeds.
Yes, Coach!
Now get out there and
grow!
I guess being a Pioneer agronomist is like being a coach.
Start your best year yet at pioneer.com/rootworm.
Actor portrayal.
When I first looked into life insurance, I worried about the hassle. Then I found Better Life. Their simplified issue whole life coverage plans mean no medical exam. I found a plan that fit my budget, and now my final expenses are covered. Plus, I get Better Life member benefits at no extra cost. That's definitely better.
Better Life Insurance, where better means belonging. Call 888-488-4136. Insurance issued by Better Life Insurance Company. Terms and conditions apply. Member benefits are subject to change. Contact a licensed agent for details.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
When a company only does business in Wisconsin, that's Wisconsin Strong. Rural Mutual provides all lines of insurance, including commercial, farm, home, and auto. And your premiums stay right here to keep Wisconsin strong. Local agents, local underwriters, local claims adjusters.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Imagine waking up one morning with the feeling that something isn't right. You start chores and you find that not all of your animals are where they should be. Some of your beef cattle have vanished. This is a nightmare turned reality for some ranchers. I'm Stephanie Hoff from the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison. And just this spring, $20,000 worth of livestock were taken from a beef operation in Jackson County. Lieutenant Evan Mazur with the Sheriff's Office worked on the case. Today he outlines for us what a farm can do to prevent cattle theft. But first he walks us through the investigation that led them to solve the case.
So a larger farm, a cattle farm, had noticed a couple odd things regarding a pasture, and they found that some things were not as they had left it. And now initially they had noticed this maybe a month or two prior, and we had later investigated that as well, and it turned out to be the same suspect in that case. But the folks at work there, it was a large farm, a large number of cattle, so it was, you know, it's a little harder to keep track of everything, but they did notice some things that were out of the ordinary, but didn't really think anything was going on because it wasn't super common for cattle theft, at least not in our county. So at the time in May, they believed that they were missing some cattle. I believe it was somewhere around, you know, 10 head at least initially. So they located, or they identified that there were some missing cattle. I kind of did an in-house inventory and found that they were missing some cattle. They did have some trail camera footage, which cameras nowadays in 2024 are becoming more and more utilized, and the technology's kind of caught up, so that's affordable for a lot of folks to use and have at their residences or at places of business. So they utilized their trail camera footage to kind of start to get a basis of who it might be, maybe a description of a truck. And we kind of were able to develop some description of a suspect vehicle. And what ultimately helped us was because, you know, we're not experts in everything, so we have to rely often on victims and witnesses to kind of educate us on their history or their background and whatever their kind of crime is relating to. And so we suggested to them, as we would with any property crime, where would somebody go if they steal something? Where would they go to make money off of it, or what they would call fencing, also known as, you know, you'd flip it. Where would you take it to? Some places or some people would use the internet as a resource. Back in the day, it was Craigslist. Now it's often Facebook Marketplace. And in this instance, they figured that the best place or the quickest place for somebody to turn this cattle into money would be at an auction site. They had much better knowledge and background in certain houses or auction houses, which led us to a county to the north of us, a couple of counties to the north of us. And they were able to help give us that direction to go find heads of cattle that some of their friends or family had recognized and thought, this might actually be your cattle. So we did some more digging, and we did find that it was their cattle, and were able to develop a suspect off of that. And that business and that auction was very cooperative in helping us with that. And because we solved that one, we suggested that they look back, and they did their own kind of research too of, you know, we did notice something about a month or two prior that was kind of odd. Maybe let's dig into that a little bit further to make sure that we're not missing more cattle. And they actually, turns out they were. They found at that same auction house, the same suspect had came in with cattle that had their, you know, kind of their tagging system and that type of thing. So they were able to identify that was also theirs.
So you mentioned the thief will want to flip the item that they stole. Is cattle theft typically due to lucrative reasons?
Sure. So in our experience here, which again, like I said, isn't super common. I've been here for 22 years, and this is pretty much the first, I would say, major theft. You know, it might be one or two here and there that might happen, but those usually go fairly underreported. But this was definitely catching of the eye because this was valued at least $20,000 in May. And then prior to that was something, you know, not as much, but close to it even before that one as well. So you're talking in the tens of thousands of dollars that somebody could utilize an auction house. And, you know, these are good, honest, hardworking people that trust others. And there's not the same system as you would, let's say, a vehicle that's registered with the state. I can't go and take somebody's vehicle and then go and try to auction it off because I don't have a title, I don't have the proper paperwork. Whereas cattle are, yes, they may be tagged. My understanding is the tagging system is used for more in-house purposes and isn't obviously on a national level or on a state level of, if I found a cow two counties away, I'm not going to be able to identify that cow. So, yeah, so lucratively, it is definitely monetary-based. It's something that they can make tens of thousands of dollars on, possibly with very little questioning, I would say, you know, at the auction house.
Working our own livestock at home can be a pain in the butt, let alone trying to take somebody else's livestock. Can you paint the picture for us on how a thief tends to take animals? Is there a science behind it? What are they doing?
That's a good question, right? So if you have somebody, let's say myself, I grew up in the country, but I didn't grow up on a farm. I would probably have a very, very difficult time rustling up this much, any amount of cattle or livestock and getting them into a trailer, which is what this person did, because I just generally lack the know-how. So part of it is how can somebody, you know, when we're trying to develop a suspect, do they have prior knowledge of how to do this? Do they have experience? Because it would aid in their theft. And that's what happened. This person worked at that same farm before that. So they had some intimate knowledge of maybe where the cattle were, or minimally how the cattle were being monitored, or how, you know, how much do people really pay attention? And sometimes people see it as a crime of opportunity where they say, you know what, nobody really pays attention to this or this. Therefore, I can take advantage of them not being very vigilant and just take a few cattle here and there, especially when you have a really large operation. So we looked into the possibility that he had help. We couldn't develop any further information to support that he had help, but I would not completely dismiss that. It's just that we can go off of only what we know and what we can establish. And there's a good chance that he probably didn't do it by himself, but we know for a fact he utilized somebody else's trailer to kind of do this. So we did get some help from them as well, which is a good idea because they don't want to associate themselves as a party to this crime.
What kind of precautions should a livestock owner take to prevent theft?
Sure. And I don't want to pass judgment because it's easy for me to say this is what you should do because I know it is a lot of work. Farming is a lot of work. And, you know, folks, they're already overworked enough. But unfortunately, it's just like any other property crime, is we suggest everybody try to keep track of their property as best as they can. You can't prevent all thefts. We know that, you know, if you put a lock on a fence, people can break a lock. We get that. But the best thing is to notice the usual so you notice the unusual. So if you see cars in the middle of the night, if you see kind of precursors, what we would call it, is to people scoping out the area, call us. Call the sheriff's office. Let them know what's going on so that we have a heads up so that we can increase our patrols and hopefully prevent it and make people think that, if I'm going to go steal something, well, I don't want to do this because I see squad cars out all the time. You know, some type of preventative measures are kind of a start. Another thing is to try to do, you know, as the best that you can with inventorying and keeping track of the number of livestock. Now, I get it. It is a task in and of itself to keep track of moving, you know, property, let alone items that stay on a shelf like you would at a store. Obviously, these are cattle, and it's not so simple to keep track of all of them. But you do the best that you can. But again, if you notice something unusual, a cut lock, don't disregard it. Let us know or let the sheriff's office know or any police agency that's in your jurisdiction to know that, you know, we're going to keep a closer eye on our livestock to make sure that we're not missing anything because we're starting to notice unusual things or kind of suspicious activity, you know, and do the best that you can. And, you know, make sure that you're reporting the crimes, too. If you are missing one cow and you think it is theft and not just a lost cow, and if you think it's actual theft, and report it, because we need to make sure that if somebody's willing to do this once, their chances are they've already done it prior to this, or there's a good chance that they'll do it again unless there's some type of deterrence, meaning that we have to fine them and put them into the legal process, and so hopefully it deters them from doing it again.
Advice from Lieutenant Evan Mazur with the Jackson County Sheriff's Office following a large cattle theft in the area. His recommendation is to just pay attention. Keep careful inventory of your animals so that you can quickly catch anything unusual. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
What weather is in store for the Midwest today? Stay tuned as Ag Meteorologist Stu Muck gives you the latest forecast in just moments, right here on the Midwest Farm Report.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
The green and gold tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there and in less than a year opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965 following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Bill Carroll, president of Teamsters Joint Council 389, based here in Milwaukee. They have endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris and Governor Tim Walz for president and vice president.
Trump offers nothing to a regular working class person. Talking about not taxing tips and not taxing overtime. Well, you don't have to tax overtime if there is no more overtime. That's in his Project 2025.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up at 10:30, Lou Ann Bird running in the 61st Assembly will be joining us. Dr. Laura Hanks with public cervix announcement in hour number 2. And this shouldn't be a thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matinair on air.
We do have a frosty start, though. The freeze warning till 9 a.m. from La Crosse in western Wisconsin, across southern Wisconsin, the Dells in south, and right up through Green County, Green Lake County, and into Washera, Watoma, that kind of an area. We do have that frosty start. High pressure in store. That's why clear skies are going to be in store for us. Sunny, dry, very pleasant. Yes, cool this morning, but temps just falling slightly below normal today for highs. We expect warm up after that, getting back to normal and above Thursday, Friday. Very mild Saturday and Sunday. 70s expected as we start into the weekend. No big changes. Now, the biggest change is winds that will become more southerly tonight as high pressure slips a bit further east, and those south winds help to warm it up then, and it stays warmer. Maybe a little moisture, a small rain chance on toward early next week. We'll watch that develop. I'll have forecast details right after this.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
I confess, I love to host a party. I love having people over. But when they come over, I want to leave a favorable impression with them, not just with the atmosphere, but the food. Fabulous Farm Bay Pam Yonke here for Bavaria Sausage. So I went to Scott and I said, listen, I need something for a pretty good sized group in my backyard. And he set me up with their Berkey Brats. Now, I've talked about these before, but my guest talked about them through the whole event, telling me, man, Pam, these are great brats. Something different about these brats. They were asking me all kinds of questions, and I was happy to tell them what I knew about all the custom mixes that are being worked on right now at Bavaria Sausage. Now listen, you can experience the Berkey Brats yourself, but you've got to go to the retail location right now. Corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrona Road in Fitchburg, open Monday through Friday, 9 until 7, Saturday 9 until 1, or shop all the great Bavaria Sausage flavors online. BavariaSausage.com, and get ready to amplify any event you're hosting. Bavaria Sausage.
Farmers, let's talk Pioneer brand 4-seed Enlist corn.
Yes, Coach!
Wow, love the energy. Okay, it clobbers corn rootworms and weeds for higher yields.
Yes, Coach!
And 4-seed Enlist delivers next-generation corn rootworm protection.
Yes, Coach!
Plus powerful exclusive genetics and flexibility to manage tough weeds.
Yes, Coach!
Now get out there and
grow!
I guess being a Pioneer agronomist is like being a coach.
Start your best year yet at pioneer.com/rootworm.
Alrighty, Stu, let's have that forecast then.
All right, the frosty start this morning and otherwise a sunny day, and I expect temperatures in the upper 40s in the north to mid-50s south with the northwest winds about 5. The wind shift overnight, clear skies. We'll see that Hunter super moon tonight as temps drop into the upper 20s to mid-30s at best in the south. South winds about 5. A frosty start early. Sunny skies Thursday. And here's where we push up into the upper 50s and low 60s with the south winds 5 to 15 and sunny and more mild. Low to upper 60s tomorrow. Warmest in the south. South winds 5 to 15. There will be 70s in the south Saturday and Sunday, Pam. A mild weekend on the way.
Boy, that's nice. No rain in the forecast, though, huh?
No, not until early next week, and then a very small chance.
Got a note from somebody in north of Two Rivers, northwest side of Two Rivers, 3/4 inch rain last night.
Yep, they still had some. Racine had quite a pile as well.
All right, all right. Well, if you've got it, folks, that talk text line is open to you. No matter what we talk about in the show, you got a question, you want something, go ahead and use our talk text line, 877-301-FARM. That's 877-301-3276. That's the quickest, fastest, most efficient way to get in touch with me or any of the staff here at the Midwest Farm Report.
This is the Midwest Farm Report.
Hayward's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. We've reported for months about state officials in heavily gerrymandered Ohio attempting to derail a citizen-led redistricting commission ballot measure. Despite disinformation from those state officials, polling shows voters are leaning toward passing the constitutional amendment in November. Issue 1 would ditch the current politician-led commission, which resulted in 2 years of litigation as redistricting maps ping-ponged between the commission, legislature, and the courts. Replacing it would be a new citizen-led commission, which would include 5 Democrats, 5 Republicans, and 5 Independents, none of whom can be current or former politicians, party officials, or lobbyists. It expressly forbids drawing voting districts for partisan gain, and importantly, has to be a completely open and transparent process. The Ohio Ballot Commission, led by Secretary of State Frank LaRose, attempted to mislead voters by rewriting Issue 1's description, saying that Issue 1 was itself gerrymandering. Signs by opponents of Issue 1 echo that misdirection. Thanks to reporting and endorsements by the state's major newspapers and an advertising push to inoculate voters from Election Day confusion, 60% of Ohioans say they plan to vote for Issue 1, 20% no, and 20% undecided in a Bowling Green State University poll. We have links to accurate explainers, local reporting, our past reports, and groups taking action at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What are you too embarrassed to do alone?
I can't go into the library without a date.
Interesting.
Yes.
I'm no loser.
Grocery store.
Yeah.
You prefer to do that alone.
Absolutely.
When I used to go with my roommate, he would take longer than me, and I'd be sitting in the car with all my groceries for like 20 minutes.
I can't even shop with my wife. She's browsing, and I respect that, but I can't do it. I'm a mission guy.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Less than 3 weeks till the election, early voting underway in multiple states. Georgia reports a record 305,000 cast ballots on the first day of early voting there. An Atlanta judge ruled that election certification by county officials is mandatory. The state elections board had previously issued guidelines allowing those officials to investigate prior to certification. Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger.
Our reaction is that we've always believed that everyone should follow the law and follow the Constitution. That's an American value. And so I think that's very important that that is affirmed, you know, in the judicial system.
After a 5-day lull, Israel resumed aerial bombardment, targeting Beirut's southern suburbs this time, where Hezbollah has a strong presence. Federal planetary scientists say the northern lights will be visible farther south than usual for a while, at least another year, they say. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Ballots can't be processed before Election Day in Wisconsin. Voter advocates say that this could make Wisconsin vulnerable to lies and conspiracy theories about the results.
Due to that policy or lack thereof in Wisconsin, I think we'll potentially see some delays in the counting of mail ballots and therefore delays in unofficial results in the state this year.
Brian Hinkle is with the Movement Advancement Project. A bill to legalize early ballot processing died for lack of action in the state Senate this year. Thousands of chickens in western Wisconsin have been left homeless after the company Pure Prairie Poultry abandoned its Wisconsin farms. There are still 30,000 chickens who used to belong to the company's flocks being given away by volunteers with Pips and Chicks. Local farms giving away chickens can be found on the Pips and Chicks Facebook page. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Bucks head to Dallas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks fly to Dallas to play the Mavericks tomorrow night in their final preseason game. Head coach Doc Rivers on trying to make his practice sessions feel more like actual NBA games.
You can even have defenders in practice, but they're each other. And then, you know, we're blowing the whistle. And so everyone's going to play right. Then the game starts, and the guy next to you may call you a name or something. All of a sudden, you forget all that. It becomes competition, and you stop trusting. And so we got to be able to play through that, and that's where we're at.
NFL, the Packers back in the practice field, getting ready for the Texans, and they have a new place kicker. He's veteran Brandon McManus, who was with the Broncos 8 years, then the Jaguars. He'll replace rookie kicker Braden Narveson, who was released by the team yesterday after just 6 games. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers face the Wildcats at Northwestern Saturday, kickoff at 11 a.m. with sports on Mike Clemens.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome a couple National Lampoon guys, writer Jeff Tully and actor and voice of the network Jamie Kaler. And the Marinette Rec Center's Sean Katzbeck talks blues, brews, and barbecue.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today, becoming a little breezy by late this afternoon. Our high today, 57. The wind southwest, 5 to 15 this morning, gusting to 25 by mid to late afternoon. Tonight, clear and breezy, 35. Tomorrow, sunny, windy, high of 64. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 21.
Here's a community reminder for you from the Buzz of the North. The Hayward Community Food Shelf is available for you each first Saturday of the month. Located at the Hayward Community Food Shelf at 16216 U.S. Highway 63 in Hayward. Again, the food shelf is available the first Saturday of the month from 9 a.m. until 12 noon. Another community reminder for you from the Buzz of the North.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, and on the Civic Media app.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Now, I've been reading up on the policies of all the presidential candidates with an eye on my wallet. And former President Trump has been talking up a new 20% tax on goods from other countries. It's called a tariff. I did some research, and it's not sounding good for the prices that we pay. A tariff is just a tax that the government charges to businesses when they bring goods into the country. And the National Retail Federation says that tariffs force small businesses to raise prices or just eat those costs. And typically, big corporations just pass those prices on to consumers. The Nonpartisan Tax Policy Center says that, quote, Trump's tariffs would significantly raise the prices of imported goods since they'd mostly be passed on to consumers. And I know prices are not rising like they were. I mean, hooray for that. But man, I still can't afford to pay 20% more for things. We will keep you posted on how this develops. In the meantime, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
hey, you got this. Just breathe. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Some group of kids from Stevens Point were using racial slurs against black and mixed race players on the Eau Claire North team. Let's go to Joe. What's he?
One of the things that makes this state great is the legacy of Vince Lombardi. He tells his players, you are all equal on my team. Vince Lombardi would never have tolerated that sort of behavior. And he's one of our heroes.
Joe, as you always do, you nailed it.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Ann Egan, walk-off from Wisconsin native vote.
20 years ago, I moved to a suburb of Milwaukee. I went to register, and the woman was like, "You're Indian? Indians don't vote. You can't vote."
What?
So when I'm talking to a group of Native Americans, did I tell them that story? And they're like, "What?" And that gets their dander up, and I'm going to go vote for sure.
Absolutely.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
And mine's at 55. My quarterback's ass is probably going to the bench, people.
Some farms in western Wisconsin are holding about 476,000 chickens that they can't afford to feed, and the company that contracted with them is now closed. Can the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection step in? We're going to find out. Randy Romanski, Wisconsin Secretary of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, talked with me about that situation yesterday and explains some of the complicated details they're trying to work around. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke. This is the Midwest Farm Report on this, the 16th day of October. Did you know on this day back in 1968, the Milwaukee Bucks played their very first game in town? Now, it was a loss to the Chicago Bulls, but it was their first game of their first season. About 8,400 folks on hand to witness that. Milwaukee Bucks play their first game on this day back in 1968. On this day, 1923, the Walt Disney Company is founded, a leader in international entertainment created by brothers Walt and Roy Disney as the Disney Brothers Cartoon Studio, started on this day back in 1923. And happy birthday to actor Tim Robbins. He is 66 years young today, and now you know. Whiffles Wednesday is upon us, and boy, I'll tell you what, the harvest just keeps clicking along all across the state of Wisconsin. Joining us this morning, Cooper Humphreys. He's a district sales manager for Dodge, Jefferson, and Columbia counties with our Whiffles hybrid. What do you think, Cooper? Are we 80% of the way through the harvest? What's it look like in your area?
Yeah, we're getting close, I think. There's a lot of soybean harvest seems to be wrapped up. I'd say soybeans are 80 to 90%, and quite a bit of corn hanging out there as you go north in my territory, but definitely making good headway on it. Really glad to see a lot of areas saw kind of a challenging spring and summer growing season, so it's been nice to have a fall here where we can get a lot done. I'd say we're probably 2 weeks ahead of schedule at least, if not a little more.
Yeah, for sure. What's the moisture in that corn looking like? Have you seen anything? I mean, the soybeans got so dry on us so fast. How's it looking on the corn?
Yeah, kind of same with the corn. Mother Nature really dried it down. Kind of some crazy hot, dry weather here at the end of the year. Hearing a lot of corn coming off in that 16 to 20 range, but definitely getting drier as we get later in the season here. Some below that, too.
How about yields? That's something that, it seems to go field by field this year, to your point about the erratic spring planting we had. What looks good for you, Cooper, this year?
Yeah, definitely. We got a couple products looking good. There's a 1996 98-day Double Pro that is a couple years old, really shining this year. Really had a good year, handled some of that tougher conditions really well, seeing some good yields out of it. We got quite a few plots to come off yet, but we got a new 100-day 2386 that seems to be pretty promising, kind of a new level of yield for that maturity. And really hoping it shakes out good here as we get some of these plots off to finish out the year.
Give them an idea, Cooper. You guys are so busy, and a lot of what you do has to revolve around the farmer's clock when it comes to the harvest. How many plots did you put out this year?
I got, I would say, probably a dozen plots across the territory, something like that. Most of them, I think, will be able to harvest for good data. But then again, Mother Nature wasn't very kind to us on some. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, this time of year, we're doing a lot of trying to ride in the combines and scout fields and check for guys, kind of do a harvest clock and what field's next. And, yeah, definitely staying in the countryside and trying to keep in front of everybody.
And the stock quality, I'm sure you must be rating that, especially this year, like you said, where every field's different.
Yeah, exactly, definitely. A lot of that water early, I think, is tough on has been tough on stock quality as we get later in the season here, and that's what we do everything we can to try and help out and give a guys a direction on which field to go next if we can.
Yeah, and thank goodness we've remained pretty dry. No snow leaning up against those stalks so we can keep clicking along, huh?
Right, yep.
All right, Cooper Humphreys out there in the country with our friends from Whipple's Hybrids. They're at Dodge, Jefferson, and Columbia County, where you'll see Cooper Humphreys. You can find all of our Whipple's folks online, as well as details about those performing hybrids. Head over to Whipple's.com. Cooper Humphreys along with us on our Whipple's Wednesday.
Actor portrayal.
When I joined Better Life, I thought it was just about life insurance, but it's so much more. Better Life connects me with others in my community through social groups, events, and wellness programs. Insurance helps give me peace of mind, but the member benefits, they give me a real sense of belonging.
Better Life Insurance, where better means belonging. Call 888-488-4136. Insurance issued by Better Life Insurance Company. Terms and conditions apply. Member benefits are subject to change. Contact a licensed agent for details.
As a dairy farmer, you depend on your milk receiver pump. McFinn Technologies of Kenosha introduces the impressive Bopeller pump. It's quieter, there's lower maintenance, as the seals last much longer than your old milk receiver pump. It offers a more powerful cleaning cycle with higher velocities, and it doesn't degrade the quality of your milk. Ask your dealer for the Bopeller milk receiver pump, patented by McFinn Technologies, an American company committed to providing a better product for the dairy industry.
Are rising utility bills putting a strain on your farm's bottom line?
Focus on Energy can identify energy efficiency upgrades designed to help you save for years to come.
Kickstart a more energy efficient future for your farm. Call 800-762-7077 or visit focusonenergy.com/agribusiness to learn more.
That's focusonenergy.com/agribusiness. Focus on Energy, supporting Wisconsin's farmers since 2001.
Farmers, let's talk Pioneer brand 4-seed Enlist corn.
Yes, Coach!
Wow, love the energy. Okay, it clobbers corn rootworms and weeds for higher yields.
Yes, Coach!
And 4-seed Enlist delivers next-generation corn rootworm protection.
Yes, Coach!
Plus powerful exclusive genetics and flexibility to manage tough weeds.
Yes, Coach!
Now get out there and...
grow!
I guess being a Pioneer agronomist is like being a coach.
Start your best year yet at pioneer.com/rootworm.
Alrighty, welcome back. Well, I'll tell you what, Wisconsin farmers using a lot of this dry weather to keep rolling on the harvest. The latest update from the Wisconsin Ag Statistical Service showed as of Sunday, 26% of our corn statewide had been harvested for grain. That's 10 days ahead of last year, 9 days ahead of our 5-year average. And 61% of the crops called good to excellent. 83% of our soybeans also harvested, which is 23 days ahead of last year and 3 weeks ahead of average. Our potato producers are a little concerned about the changes in the weather, so they've really stepped up on the harvest. 92% of our potato crop already in the bins. Markets this morning in Overnight Electronic Trader are actually trending a little bit higher. I was surprised. This morning, I've got December corn trading up a penny at 402. November soybeans are up 6 right now at 997. December wheat, it's down a penny and a half at 578. March of next year, wheat also down a penny and a half at 599. Barrel cheese in Chicago yesterday gained 4.5 cents to 189. 40-pound block cheese was up 5.75 cents, 193 and three quarters. Well, AA butter stood still. The November Class 3 milk that goes into cheese is up 11, 21.15. December's up 34, closed at 20.92 a hundredweight. Listen, I'm really excited about one of our farm tours coming up, 2025. We are off to Spain and Portugal, April 5th. Through the 17th. Now, remember, when you travel with me, you not only see all the cultural highlights, all of the fantastic architecture that everybody else goes for, you get the agriculture details, too. We're going to visit an Iberian pork producer. We're going to investigate the wine production, the olive production. We're going to find out about the cattle industry there, specifically for the matadors. And we're going to learn more about cork production, C-O-R-K, cork production. Yeah, that's a thing. So join me on our trip to Spain and Portugal, April 5th through the 17th. You can find out more. Go to holidayvacations.com and under the keyword search, just enter my name, Pam, and you'll get all the details there. Or you can text me and I'll get you a brochure, 877 877- 877-301-FARM. That's 877-301-3276. Wisconsin Ag Secretary Randy Romanski joining us next.
Can't get enough farm news? The stories you hear and more 24/7 at MidwestFarmReport.com. Stay tuned as we'll be right back.
Rice Lake's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
When it comes to accurate, reliable election information for Wisconsin voters, visit the official site. It's myvote.wi.gov. It's the big cheese, you could say. It's your one-stop source for official Wisconsin election information. Find your polling place, see your sample ballot, make sure your registration is up to date, and more at myvote.wi.gov. Sponsored by Wisconsin Elections Commission, aired by Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Matt and Air on Air.
She's the fabulous farm babe. She is Pam Yonke. One of the reports that you guys did from last week was about the cow photographers.
When you go to World Dairy Expo, it never ceases to amaze me. Hair dryers, goop for their hair, for their hooves, everything. When it's time for them to go potty, somebody walks around behind them with a bucket. Now that's pampering, if you ask me.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What are you too embarrassed to do alone?
I can't go into the library without a date.
Interesting.
Yes.
I'm no loser.
Grocery store.
Yeah.
You prefer to do that alone.
Absolutely.
When I used to go with my roommate, he would take longer than me, and I'd be sitting in the car with all my groceries for like 20 minutes.
I can't even shop with my wife. She's browsing, and I respect that, but I can't do it. I'm a mission guy.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time, Pat Kreitlow, Trigby Olson, as we welcome special guest, author, and commentator Ari Berman. Don't miss it.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
And basically, those farmers are stranded. Total of somewhere in the neighborhood of 476,000 birds in Wisconsin. And the farmers can't sell the birds because they're under contract to a company that's now going to be caught up in court. So many of those farmers have been giving away as many chickens as people will take. Now, some of these are meat chickens that are ready to be processed. Some of these are birds that are used for breeding. Why isn't the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection stepping in? That was the question I asked of Wisconsin Ag Secretary Randy Romanski, and he says it is a very complicated and unfortunate situation that they're still engaged in and trying to help those farmers with.
Thanks, Pam. Appreciate the opportunity to talk about this. It's, you know, obviously this is a really unfortunate circumstance. We have a situation where a business from out of state failed. And as a result of that business failing, it's affected farmers in three states, Iowa, Minnesota, and Wisconsin. And that's really unfortunate. Obviously, we care about the farmers. We care about the agricultural businesses that are supporting them. And of course, we have to be concerned about the humane treatment of animals. So that's the unfortunate circumstance that we're all trying to work through right now. And you know, we're a couple weeks into this, Pam. We heard from Pure Prairie Poultry September 30th. That was the first time we heard from the company, saying that they'd entered bankruptcy, and apparently they had entered bankruptcy about a week and a half before that. And this, the first that they had contacted us was September 30th. Well, then the next step is that this affects contracted growers here in Wisconsin. It affects the animals that those contracted growers here in Wisconsin are caring for, and just like it is in Minnesota and Iowa, where the company is based. So That's the situation that we learned of, and we've looked really hard to find what resources are available to DACAP, and we have no authority to take possession of the birds, to euthanize the birds, or to feed the birds, unlike what it might have happened in a couple of other states. The only instance that we have authority to depopulate animals in Wisconsin is if there is an animal disease emergency, which this is not. So it's a really unfortunate circumstance, and DACAP doesn't have the authority to take possession of those birds, feed them, or depopulate them.
Now, DACAP does have authority in different arenas of Wisconsin agriculture to try to step in and mitigate some of these losses, Randy. Explain for people a phrase that many of us know already, the producer security rules that DACAP operates under. Tell me more about that and why this situation doesn't fit that square box.
Yeah, so under current law, Wisconsin does have a producer security program, and that is in place for dairy, vegetables, and grain. And long ago, when this law was created by the legislature, it was specifically set up to be in instances of dairy, vegetables, and grain where there was a default or a bankruptcy. It set up a program so, in effect, could if not make the producers, it could give the producers some financial assistance while they're standing in line through this bankruptcy proceedings. And it's a safeguard for the producers who are in that program. Now, it is, in this case, for Wisconsin, for dairy, vegetables, and grain, and it does not cover livestock. And I don't know what year it was that the legislature put that into place, but livestock were not included then, and they're not currently included now. That's why when we get to talking about our authority to intervene in this particular case, our statutory authority to feed, take possession, or depopulate those animals is not there for DACAP.
Randy Romanski, along with us, our Wisconsin Secretary of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, talking about the farms that are caught in a very difficult situation, having contracted with Pure Prairie Poultry out of Minnesota. That company filed bankruptcy. The bankruptcy was denied, so they basically shut down their processing plant, leaving farmers in Wisconsin on the hook for taking care of literally thousands of birds, both meat birds and breeder birds, and not being able to secure feed. Are there other services that DACAP can provide within your purview of authority besides mental health counseling, or is that kind of it so far?
So something to remind people is the DACAP Farm Center provides confidential service. So if anybody has any concerns about that, when and if you call, you're talking to somebody who's providing service to you confidentially. So I did mention mental health services. That's clearly something. This is a challenge. I mean, farmers care about their animals, no matter what kind of animals they are. Our agency, our animal health staff, cares about making sure that animals are healthy and treated humanely. We all care about these things, and that's a stressful situation. So we want people to know that mental health counseling access is available. The Farm Center also provides financial consulting for those who might have some interest. If there are somebody's having some questions, some concerns, we have staff here, many of whom have worked in agriculture and or lending, so we can provide some assistance there. The other thing that we've been able to do, Pam, is to make sure that that people have a contact for packers and stockyards at the federal level, so they can call basically and kind of get in line for that process as well, so that they, situation progresses, hopefully there's a way for farmers to get some sort of compensation or return for what they've had to do to put into the animals and the flock.
Right.
The other thing that I would say too is, and this is just more connecting the dots. So we've provided information for the company on how and where to go about donating and processing birds if that's something that they're interested in doing. We've talked to farmers to ensure that, because this is a complex situation, deals with a company from another state. It's in bankruptcy court. Just to make sure farmers are feeling that they get the protections they need, they may want to consult with an attorney, because this is a really unique and complex situation with this business failing the way it has.
Yeah, sad situation for sure. Thank you, Randy. Randy Romanski, our Wisconsin Secretary of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. You can listen to our entire conversation again for details at MidwestFarmReport.com. If you are so inclined and have the ability and want birds, many of the farms that have been impacted by this closure are just giving birds away. They're trying to network through social media, specifically Facebook. Use my talk text line if you want to find out more. 877-301-FARM. That's 877-301-3276. We'll keep you posted on any additional details as they become available. Catch up with you.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Bill Carroll, president of Teamsters Joint Council 389, based here in Milwaukee. They've endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris and Governor Tim Walz for president and vice president.
Trump offers nothing to a regular working class person. Talking about not taxing tips and not taxing overtime. Well, you don't have to tax overtime if there is no more overtime. That's in his Project 2025.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
An Iowa company that makes seed selection recommendations is upping its game for 2025. That's next on Farm to Fork. Hurricanes Helene and Milton happened almost back-to-back, devastating a huge swath of the southeastern United States. Many farms and farming communities were affected. The American Red Cross and other organizations are accepting donations for relief efforts in those stricken communities. They can use your support. There's a link on the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com if you'd like to help.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
AcreShield is wrapping up its first season by offering farmer customers some upgrades for 2025. Company CEO Billy Rose.
AcreShield's Yield Optimizer was a huge success for our customers and our distributors. We reached out to all of our customers and distributors for suggestions to make AcreShield even better, and we did.
The Yield Optimizer provides location-based yield data for seed varieties to farmers to help them choose what would work best in their operations. Rose says three big improvements are in store for the next crop year.
First, Yield Optimizer is now based on the field you choose versus a zip code lookup. Second, customers wanted the ability to compare their favorite brands and hybrids to the Yield Optimizer hybrids to get a more accurate comparison. We did this. Third, distributors wanted the benchmark yield to be based on the farmer's approved yield versus their average yield. This is great. It raises the benchmark.
AcreShield also offers performance guarantees to customers. You can learn more at AcreShield.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Pat Kreitlow.
Wednesday morning, we'll look at how Team Trump's Project 2025 would have real Wisconsin impact, as in real harm, for education.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
The Todd Alba Show.
Some group of kids from Stevens Point were using racial slurs against black and mixed race players on the Eau Claire North team. Let's go to Joe. What's he?
One of the things that makes this state great is the legacy of Vince Lombardi. He tells his players, you are all equal on my team. Vince Lombardi would never have tolerated that sort of behavior, and he's one of our heroes.
Joe, as you always do, you nailed it.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Georgia's first day of early